760 WVOX.
This is the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. We have another special interview coming up, and now here's Ken.
Hey, thanks, Jack, and a great interview you did there with Robert Hoke of the White Plains Historical Society. John Turan, you and I talked to the coach of the West Point football team, Rich Ellerson, last week. They started their spring practice on Saturday, 6:55 a.m. up at the fieldhouse at White at West Point, and so let's play our interview.
Coach,
yes, sir.
We're talking about the 2012 season for Army. Tell us a little bit about the schedule. It looks very impressive to us. 7 home games, the most home games since 1994.
Well, you know, obviously just kind of the flip of what we experienced last year. Yeah, that's going to be exciting for us. Hopefully we'll experience some of the same, those peaks of peaks of production that I think we saw a year ago here at Mikey. It'll also be a great thing for our fans, you know, to be able to see that that kind of talent come through and those that many opportunities in beautiful Mikey Stadium.
Is there a home field advantage when you play a close game?
Well, I there can be. Certainly there was for us a year ago. It's funny. Some years you just feel like that place has a little bit of magic associated with it. I think just in the when you consider, as I was saying earlier, we have this young football team, the especially the sophomore year with the demands of the academic schedule in the sophomore year, you know, that many more Fridays that they won't have to be in a hurry to get out of class and catch a bus or an airplane will be that much more rested, maybe suffer less from the grind that traveling can be for a cadet. You know, getting back later in the wee hours of the morning on after a game can have some residual effects as you go into your preparation for the next game. So I think just wear and tear on a young football team should be mitigated by that length of a home schedule, and then of course being able to play with the cadets in the stands. You know, we played our best football when we had the cadets there with us last year, and that should always be the case.
Certainly a great scene when we see the several thousand cadets sitting in the east stands, very animated throughout the game, the cadet band playing. It's just a wonderful atmosphere at Mikey Stadium. We just enjoy being able to try to describe that to our listeners.
Yeah, it's a special moment. Obviously, I can every once in a while look up and try to appreciate that. We typically, when we're playing games, we've got our heads down as coaches and players, and we're focused on what's happening out between the white lines, but every once in a while you can step back and appreciate the what a spectacular setting that is.
And Coach, just recently and going through the last season, you worked with Showtime to do a special documentary which appeared for 2 hours in late December. I think a couple of times I must have been standing right next to the cameraman. A wonderful show. What was the reaction that you received from the Showtime A Game of Honor?
Well, I tell you, it was. I haven't seen it, Ken. To be honest with you, I've purposely not watched it. I suspect that, you know how that goes. We see it up close and personal. I think the guys, what I've heard from all the folks around us, including some of the coaches, a lot of the recruits and their parents, some of the leadership at the institution, that it reflected well, that we told our story. I'm afraid that if I spend a lot of time with it, I'll lose a bunch of sleep over something I said, or this wasn't quite right, or that doesn't quite get the message that I'm trying to get across, I'll just make myself a little bit crazy. But in general, the impressions that have come back to me have been really positive. I think they really worked hard at it. I really appreciate the professionalism of the crews that were with us all day, every day it seemed like, and how they were able to kind of blend into the background and not be obtrusive and not become part of the equation when we were in some of those really delicate moments. So that speaks to their professionalism, and everything I hear is that they did a wonderful job of cutting it and trying to tell our story as accurately as they could. As I say, I'm inevitably going to have some issues with it, so I'm dragging my heels to see it.
Now, Coach, I was going to say that we had the opportunity to have the producer on the program, and one of the things that we left with the impression was that this could be a great recruiting tool for you. Tell us a little bit about what your recruiting plans are for the coming year and what it means to be a recruiter as a head coach of a major football program.
Well, I think that, and again, you know, you have to be very specific there when you're talking about West Point. It's not like any other major football program. It's this institution, and what you're recruiting to and for is entirely unique, even when compared to the other service academies. So I think that realization and that understanding is really, I think, comes across loud and clear in that Showtime special, that this is a unique destination. We are very much focused focused in the initial part of recruiting on what happens when we graduate from here. We want guys to be in for that first, be aware of that, be able to embrace that as much as they can, obviously, as a 17, 18-year-old young man. But that's the cohort that we work with. Those guys that look at those young lieutenants and